I can literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We on. That's huge.
But anyway, that's the main order of business, which I already told you, is yesterday I had a very important, I had a business meeting, big Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
And I woke up late and the meeting was delayed about an hour because of how late I was. Not because I was out partying, Matt. But because I was up till
working.
4 a.m. playing Medieval Dynasty. And if you ever played that game, you realize that's a real fucking psychotic move. I was literally chopping trees for 6 hours.
Gathering sticks.
I looked
Don't
at my
forget
phone,
all
I
the like, sticks you gathered.
I got a lot of sticks.
A lot of
sticks and stones.
That village you showed me, I was fucking...
The village is astounding.
I was like really preparing myself. You told me about it and I was like, dude, be supportive. Because I thought you were going to show me some rinky-dink bullshit.
No.
Bro, that was like, what, a six-hut village with
it's crazy.
With a ye old blacksmithy?
That would have taken a normal man weeks.
Yeah.
Took me one day
of
just a really pathetic day.
At what cost?
The cost was I was late for a pretty important meeting that I thought was going to be like three writers. It ended up being the director and the star of the movie waiting for it. I don't want to spill the beans, but I was shocked, dude.
Your eyes are just red and puffy.
Bro, I was like, oh fuck. It was like, you know, when you're like late for school or work or something, I woke up like, oh shit, I slept through my alarm. I just joined the meeting, seeing if they were still there. So from my bed in the dark, I joined the meeting. And you can block out who it is. It was
wow.
I was like, "What's up, dude? Sorry, I just woke up. Sorry to make you wait." From the darkness, they watched me walk into the light.
Your face was definitely
dark red. Just like I tried to put on sunglasses. I was like, I got to put on sunglasses. You can't see me. This and I put on sunglasses. I was like, "What the fuck am I doing? This is what I look like."
From Medieval Dynasty.
I told him. I explained exactly what I was doing. I was like, I wasn't out partying. This is from me checking my clock way too late. Gaming. I was going, it's probably 2:04. I was like, Jesus.
Dude, yeah, that was gathering a sad sticks evening. And literally sticks and stones.
Literally just chopping logs all night so that my village can start fucking weaving baskets that I run to the town to sell for fucking $2 over and over again. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up to do that. There's no like reward in the game.
That game rules though.
Game's awesome. I can't wait. I'm gonna hit a nice midnight.
You also court. You thought you had to court your wife.
I courted my babe every
She's
morning.
Pregnant. Congrats, by the way.
Thank
She's
you.
Pregnant.
She is pregnant. Thank you, fellas. She said, "Let's meet back in our room at 7 p.m." And I,
are you serious?
I almost jacked off here. I almost jacked off in reality. Oh, she's such a sweet angel. And then I...
what will you name your medieval son?
Adolf. Nah. This is my son, Adolf. I don't know. Matthew? I'll name him after you.
He'll be a king. I'd be honored.
But what happens in Medieval Dynasty is when you die, you live as your son.
Oh, that's... I didn't know that was true.
You follow your seed.
What?
Yeah, you got to build a dynasty.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you died, I don't want to put you on blast, when you got attacked by a wolf and died, didn't come back as your son? How many respawns?
I came back as myself. You can come back as yourself.
How many times?
I don't know. If I would have quit there, that might have ended my dynasty. I can't do that.
So if you don't respawn, that's over.
If my son is born, young Matthew is born.
Oh, then.
Then I'll go, you know what, that wolf got me during the hunt.
Whoa, then you come back when he's of age.
I come back as my son, yeah.
As a boy or a man?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten that far. I've been chopping logs. I haven't.
True. I mean, your son's going to take it to such a
got cabbage farm
heights.
Going, carrots.
I saw the apple orchard.
Apple orchard was just built. I mean, this is.
And you had your
barley reserves from the last great. That harvest, which I immediately took to town and sold. Got some clay pots, not a big deal.
Don't talk about the cherry juice.
Oh, don't you dare bring up the cherry juice.
Sorry to bring that up.
This was a low point. This is like. This was a low point for the village, dude. My sweet wife got me a fucking cherry juice for a gift. She must have saved up.
$65.
$65.
Where'd you get that money from?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
She's tricking.
Matt. What the fuck, dude? She was not tricking. She saved up because she cares about me. And she got me cherry juice, and then I checked. Our coffers were low. I had to pawn the cherry juice. To get some fertilizer for the beets. You gotta do what you gotta do, dude. I had to get fertilizer and beets.
That was a real low point.
You saw me deliberate.
Yes. In his one cabin, there's just a chest where all of his stuff is in. It's just a simple chest. There's like sticks, rocks, logs. Oh,
my sticks, rocks, and logs. You laugh, but they're fueling it. You'll see my dynasty. It's
like mushrooms and cherry juice. And he goes, I got to sell the cherry juice.
We got to sell it.
Like, what's wrong with that? He's like, my wife gave it to me as a
My wife gave it to me as a gift, dude. I didn't want to do it, but...
No, I get that.
I'm going to tell her I drank it.
How are you going to sleep? You need to drink tart cherry juice.
I'm
going to
tell her
sleep.
I drank it.
Yeah. You guzzled it on a hunting expedition.
Yeah. I got attacked by a fucking wolf. There's boar out there that'll get you.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's all types of creatures that'll eat you.
The forest was scary, dude. I thought it was a free-for-all. For real, dude.
The forest is nuts,
Sean,
dude.
Don't fucking laugh.
Yeah, Sean, it's not fucking funny. You guys, it's all a game to you guys, but to me, it's a true dynasty. It's a medieval dynasty. My son Matthew will rise, and he's going to take over the big town when I'm going to raise a force.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
That place will be crazy.
I go in there, if you don't shower, if you don't get in the water for a while, you stink, and nobody will talk to you. They treat me like a real outcast in there.
I like how you courted your wife.
Every morning, I woke up, sprinted across the river, and was like, hello, I love you. And then you have to wait the next day to be able to talk to her again.
The days are long, too.
Long as fuck.
Days, like when you planted those apple trees, I'm like, bro, this is going to be, I'm going to check back in the spring, literally.
It's insane how, and also I get excited for my harvest.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'll stay up until the fall.
It just takes. It's
fucking 6 more hours. It was a sad moment. Seeing the clock hit, it was 3:55, and I was like, this is, something's wrong.
It's so funny waking up for a high power meeting. It's being like,
high power meeting.
I was gathering
threw
logs.
On a fucking Bryce Harper jersey unbuttoned. I was like, what's up, guys? Yeah.
Oh, that's all. The game
I
rules.
I think it worked. I think that my demeanor in the meeting.
I think so.
Was appreciated as power.
I would venture to guess that you might have been the first person to ever zoom into the meeting hungover from medieval conquest.
For sure. Nobody that's been hungover from medieval dynasty has ever had a powerful meeting.
And to come
meeting.
Clean. Say, fellas, I'm going to come clean to you guys. I'm building something special.
Yeah, in
you
hindsight.
You guys have your thing going on. We can talk about that. But let me just tell you about my medieval
dynasty. In hindsight, I
should
have just been like, yo, I got fucked up with Jelly Roll last night. I thought it was less embarrassing to be like, I was playing a video game. It turns out it's way more embarrassing.
No, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so, especially when you're sitting there, you're like, what the fuck's going on? Like, dude, I'm full honesty. I was up all night playing fucking medieval RPG. It's like, oh, man, I can't be mad.
Yeah, it was nice. I think they respected that, though.
You have to.
And also, I was probably dripping medieval fucking swag.
That's
they were
another
probably
thing.
Like, this guy is going to be something special.
You might have hit him with a g'day. You don't even know it.
I have been, yeah.
My lord. Excuse me, my lord. Excuse my indolence, my lord.
Forgive me. I threw a snowball at the king.
Dude, don't talk about that.
I know. He might get me.
Yeah, chill.
He wasn't looking. Threw a snowball at him, ran out of the fort, back to my fucking side of the river.
You're crazy for bringing that up. I can't believe you threw a snowball at the fucking king.
I thought something bad was going to happen. Nothing.
I mean, dude.
Maybe next time I see him, it's on site.
But nah, you talk to his son. You think you would tell the wicked prince. The prince is a dick, too, by the way.
He is.
I didn't like his fucking vibe at all. But you talk to the prince is just walking around.
The apple orchard by the road is a mistake.
Why?
They're going to steal that from me.
They're not going to take you. Who's going to take your apples?
Just any traveler. They're going to go, oh, here's some apples.
Oh, dude, you can not. They might, yeah, after you make an example out of the first guy.
True.
Told you, have some guards.
Your plan was, he said my wife was going to get sexually assaulted by highwaymen. He thinks it's a funny, fun thing to joke about her.
I said, have your wife guard the apple orchard.
No, they're going to take my apples and sexually assault my wife. And then I'm going to have to pretend to be more mad about the SA than the fact that I lost all those apples. We're going to need those apples.
I was just saying to me, you gotta have someone guarding those fields, dude.
I will. That'll be the rest of the game. I'll stand there for fucking 3 straight days in real life.
Apples. Honey, get inside. Yeah. That game is fucking sick.
So I got that going on.
That's awesome. I hope they all find peace and joy and happiness, dude. For real.
Yeah.
I hope everybody does.
I hope I do. That'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, you'll get, dude. You keep working like I saw you fucking working.
I know, I was working. I had a good day. I had a good day yesterday, too. Got in the pool, laid around, said, you know what, it's time to build a hut.
How'd you hear about that game?
I had it a while ago. Mm. It was so boring, I stopped.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it takes like a level of like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Dude, that's, yeah, I could lock into that though. I had the same thing where if it's like, just give me that task, I get to, and like you see, because that's also, that's slow going progress, bro. It's not some like bullshit where you're just hitting X and like walls are appearing.
You're exactly right, Matt.
That's, you know,
I mean, I'm glad you appreciate what I've done over there.
I saw the village for real.
I gotta get some chickens though. I just built a chicken coop. Got to get into town and buy some chickens, but I got to sell all those fucking baskets first so I can buy a chicken.
True. I saw you. That's kind of where you left off.
The baskets, they've fucked my village pretty bad.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, they're using all my sticks that I've gathered.
Those stone tools are nice, though. I saw them.
Stone tools were nice.
$5, $7.
I didn't realize that, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. The baskets. You guys were a small commune. Of course, you made wicker baskets.
Checking for balls. All right, keep an eye on the balls. Because we can't have that again.
Oh, you're checking, looking at his penis the whole time?
I saw you check the lens. You want to see if there's a good shot. We're getting close.
So far, we're good.
Sean, if his penis slips out and we lose all the butt wipes.
My penis shoots out of these shorts.
And we lose all of our butt wipes?
I'll try to take it again. If my penis was able to fly out of these shorts, I would sacrifice all the butt wipes. I'd be such a happy guy. Dude, I knew my dick was too big to be a podcaster. I can't even sit down anymore. Instead, I have the perfect design penis for a podcast. Oh, dude, yeah. That thing's not going anywhere.
YouTube loves the size of my penis, dude. No problem.